My brothers and sisters, do we believe that our Lord Jesus Christ succumbed in any way to the temptations of Satan? No, not the tiniest bit. It's utterly impossible because our Lord is perfectly good and perfectly holy. But if that's the case, why would Satan even try to tempt him in the first place? Because Satan has never seen God. To see God is heaven. And Satan was not admitted into heaven because he chose to reject God and His will. And so Satan does not understand the mystery of the Trinity. So he does not know that God's Son is perfectly one with Him in every way. So when he comes to tempt our Lord, he's trying to find out, what kind of man is this? How far can I go with him? How strong is he really? And my brothers and sisters, what is the reason for which Satan could not gain any entrance whatsoever, even into our Lord's human nature? Because our Lord had no chinks in his armor. Because our Lord had no wounds, no weaknesses whatsoever that the evil one could gain entrance into him by. I attended a conference one time on healing and deliverance. And one of the things that the priest presenter said that has remained with me ever since and has helped me personally in big ways, but also in my priestly ministry, he said, Satan hides in our wounds. Satan hides in our wounds. It's our woundedness, it's our brokenness that he uses to attack us and gain entrance into us. So, for example, a lady one time came to me, a faithful Catholic woman, married, has kids, and she said, Father, you know, no one would know this about me, but I struggle with lust. She said, when I was a little girl, before my teenage years, I was taken advantage of by an older man. And she said, that led me on the path of promiscuity. She said, Father, I've given myself away so many times, and even though I haven't struggled in that way in years, now that I'm married, I still am plagued by this suffering. Father, is there anything I can do? I feel like I've tried everything. And I asked her, I said, have you forgiven the man who took advantage of you? No, I've never been able to. Have you forgiven the other men in your life who have taken advantage of you? So we walked through that. And after she had forgiven anyone and everyone who she felt had used her, I said, now, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, why did you let these men do that to you? And so we invoked the Holy Spirit, and then the tears came. And all of a sudden she said, Father, I let them do that to me because I don't believe I have any value. And if someone has no worth, what does it really matter? The wound, the deep wound behind her sins. And so I said, okay, let's ask our Lord, let's ask Him to take that away. And I want you to renounce that lie because it's not true that you have no value. My brothers and sisters, she couldn't do it. She could not say, I renounce that lie, because she believed it so deeply. It took her 10 minutes invoking God for the grace to be able to do so. So deep was the wound. I had a gentleman one time who came to me, and he shared different issues that he had. He was a perfectionist. He struggled with pornography, you know, a whole list of things. And we worked through all of them. And at the end of it, renouncing any spirits behind any of those wounds, he said, Father, you know what? I realized something that I've never known about myself that I believe is the root of all of this. He said, Father, I hate myself. He said, I hate myself. I never wanted to be the man that I was that led me to do all these things. Why am I this way? I give just one more example. A young woman came to me, and this woman who has all the reason in the world to believe that great things are ahead of her. She has so much going for her, and she comes and she sits down and she said, Father, I struggle with suicidal thoughts. And I'm looking at this young woman, and I mean, she's got everything going for her. Anybody who would know her would never think that. And I said, suicidal thoughts? I said, why? She said, Father, I've been rejected so many times in my life. She said, in college, in high school, during my younger years in grade school. And I said, well, you know, is there a reason for that? What do you think is the cause of that rejection? And she said, Father, my dad has never told me that he loves me. Never a single time in my life have I heard my dad say, I love you. She said, I felt rejected by my dad from the time that I was a little girl. And something came to me in that moment, and I asked her a further question. I said, has your dad ever told you that you are beautiful? And then the tears came more strongly than ever before. And she said, Father, not once. Any dads out there, if you've never told your daughters how beautiful you find them to be, because I know that you do, they need to hear that. They're longing to hear that from their dads. And if you can't say it, it's because there's something that is holding you back. That's the Holy Spirit wanting every dad to listen to those words. And while we're on it, moms and dads, if you do not tell your sons how proud you are of them, they need to hear it. They long to hear it. This young woman, she forgave her dad and anybody else who had rejected her entire life. And I said to her, I said, now that you've made those acts of forgiveness towards others, is there anything that you need to forgive yourself for? And as she started to pray about that, all of a sudden it's like this light went on. And she looks at me and she said, Father, it's a lie. It's a lie. I've never found myself to be lovable because I never heard my dad say that he loves me. But I know that that's not true. And I know that God finds me beautiful even if I've never heard my dad say that. And I've lived according to that lie my entire life. And I know that I don't have to be under that lie anymore. This girl jumped out of her seat. You know, gives me this big hug. She goes skipping out of the rectory, where she came in talking about having suicidal tendencies. My brothers and sisters, what are the wounds that you have that Satan uses to gain access to you? That he knows this person believes that lie, and I can tell them that lie, and they'll follow it. Or this person was hurt in this way in the past, and has never offered forgiveness for that, and is still suffering because of it. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to come into those same wounds that Satan uses to heal us and set us free. But we've got to allow him permission to enter in and to bring those to him and say, Lord, okay, this is where I am. This is who I am. These are the ways that I'm broken. Please come into me and set me free. Bring me the healing that you long to bring me. You are the Redeemer and the Savior of the world. And when we allow our Lord into those wounds and that brokenness, we come to a point where Satan can't use it anymore. Because our Lord makes us whole, and he longs to do so.